Thursday, September 3rd, the U.S. just slapped a 100% tariff on Chinese drones. Copper is hitting record prices, and a big activist investor is trying to blow up a major telecom merger. Here's what it means for you. Okay, big picture first. A lot is moving this morning. Dev, where do we start?
Start with tariffs. The White House just confirmed a 100% tariff on Chinese-made drones. That's a doubling of the price on anything imported from the dominant player in that market. Which is DJI, essentially overnight.
100%. That's not a speed bump, that's a wall.
Right, and it's landing on top of an already unusual copper story. Copper prices hit a record this week, and the driver isn't just demand, it's tariff distortion. Traders are rushing to move physical copper into the U.S. ahead of potential new metals duties, and that scramble is warping the global price.
So even the commodity markets are being reshuffled by trade policy.
Exactly. And then you have Bloomberg reporting this morning that CVC, the private equity giant, just raised $10 billion for its largest ever secondaries fund. That's money flowing into buying stakes in existing private funds, a sign that big institutional money is still putting capital to work, even in this environment.
That's actually a little surprising given how nervous things have felt lately.
It is. $10 billion is a statement of confidence. Whether it's warranted is a different question.
So the drone tariff is the one I want to dig into, because 100% sounds dramatic, but help me understand what it actually does to the market.
Here's the thing. The commercial drone market is massively dominated by Chinese manufacturers. DJI alone holds something like 70% of the global share. A 100% tariff means an importer who used to pay $1,000 for a drone now pays $2,000. Most U.S. buyers, construction companies, farmers, filmmakers, they can't just flip a switch and find an American-made substitute.
So it's a cost shock for industries that depend on drones, not just a headache for tech imports.
Exactly. Agriculture, infrastructure inspection, emergency services, these sectors have built workflows around affordable drones. Now that changes fast. The domestic manufacturers, there are a few American players trying to scale. They benefit, but they're nowhere near the volume needed to fill the gap.
And this fits into the broader pattern we've been watching. Tariffs reshaping supply chains, not just raising prices.
It does. The copper story is actually a perfect parallel. You've got physical copper being shipped to the U.S., not because demand spiked, but because traders are front-running future tariffs. The price signal is no longer telling you about underlying economic activity. It's telling you about fear of what comes next.
That's the part worth sitting with. When markets price in policy fear rather than real demand, the distortion can unwind hard. Okay, what's gaining steam and what's losing it?
The drone tariff story is picking up fast. Lots of attention, cross-sector implications. Copper's record run is also gaining steam, driven by that tariff front-running we just described. Both are fresh today.
And cooling off?
The Elliott versus T-Mobile merger fight is confirmed and developing. But so far, the market hasn't panicked. It's being watched, not priced in. Insider selling at Elastic NV is also on the radar. Multiple insiders have been selling shares, but that story hasn't caught fire with broader investors yet.
Insider selling is always worth noting, even when nobody's talking about it. All right, devil's advocate. The drone tariff sounds like it helps American manufacturers. What's the counterargument?
The counterargument is that domestic capacity simply isn't there. You raise the tariff, the Chinese product gets priced out, but there's no American product ready to replace it at scale. So you don't get reshoring, you get a shortage. Industries slow down, costs spike, and the jobs don't materialize for years, if at all.
So the bet is on future supply that doesn't exist yet.
That's the risk. Policy moves faster than factories.
And we've seen that play out with semiconductors. years between the announcement and the first chip off the line. What are you watching going into Friday?
The Elliott and T-Mobile situation. Elliott is a powerful activist fund. They make noise and they usually get a response. Watch for any statement from T-Mobile's board or a regulatory angle emerging. That one could move fast.
And the copper front running. If any tariff announcement gets walked back or delayed, that unwind could be sudden.
Exactly the thing to watch. A quiet Friday could reverse very quickly.
Tariff policy is rewriting price signals in ways that are genuinely hard to read right now. That's worth remembering when a chart looks clean and obvious. Thanks for listening to Narratic Daily. See you tomorrow. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.